truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two top Trump advisors tell ABC News President-elect Trump is signaling to his top advisors and allies he's against the proposed bill to avert a government shutdown. The deadline is this Friday, and a vote is expected in the House today. The Federal Reserve issued a modest quarter-point interest rate cut today, stocks tanking on word from the Federal Reserve chair that the board will likely issue fewer rate cuts in 2025. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The Fed's projections now looking toward closer to two interest rate cuts. The last time it gave those forecasts, it had thought it would do four. So what that's saying is that there is a little bit more uncertainty in the economy about what the path for borrowing costs looks like.
The Social Security Fairness Act clearing a key procedural hurdle today in the Senate, soaring past the 60 votes it needs to advance. That puts the legislation on an easy path to for a final passage. The timing on that vote, though, is still not known. This is ABC News. An expanded recommendation about vitamin D and calcium supplements for older people.
The issue is about preventing falls or fractures. An influential task force continues to not recommend vitamin D and or calcium supplements for women with no ill health symptoms after menopause. Now, it also says it's not helpful for men over 60 either. It's a draft recommendation from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, an independent, volunteer panel of experts. It does not apply to people who need supplements for a medical reason, who have osteoporosis, vitamin deficiencies, or live in nursing homes.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The oldest inscribed tablet of the Ten Commandments sold for just over $5 million at auction today, according to Sotheby's, New York. The auction house says the tablet dates between 300 and 800 A.D. and discovered in 1913 during a railway construction in what is now Israel. As with many artifacts of that age, experts have questioned its authenticity. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end Thursday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The calm before the storm. A winter storm warning goes into effect overnight at 3 a.m. A The snow moves in shortly after. We'll be waking up to at least an inch. As it continues throughout our Thursday, another 3 to 7 inches are possible. And it'll be breezy, blowing, and drifting snow around. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. On the floor of the U.S. House Tuesday, members of the Wisconsin delegation joined Representative Mark Pocan in a moment of silence for the victims of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting.
I ask all members in this chamber, as well as all members and staff in the Capitol, to rise for a moment of silence in remembrance of the recent shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin.
A presumptive positive human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, has been detected in Wisconsin. That's according to the State Department of Health Services. There's also been detection in a backyard flock in Kenosha County. A special legislative committee on Wednesday passed a bill allowing Native American students to wear tribal regalia at school-sponsored events. One of several measures taken up by the committee. All will need to be approved by the full legislature.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include renewal of the agreements with the Alma, Pepin, and Plum City school districts, approval of the 25-26 course handbook, and reports from the district and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident Saturday in Heartland Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Jackson Merrill of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway C when he swerved to miss a deer and entered the ditch, rolling the vehicle. Merrill was transported to Red Wing Hospital. Prosecutors say the weekend stabbing attack at the Dew Dodge Inn was unprovoked. Eau Claire County's district attorney filed formal charges against Anthony Jackson yesterday. Investigators say he was seen talking to himself at the bar not long before he stabbed 31-year-old Alex Graff to death. An autopsy showed Graff was stabbed in the heart, face, and side. He died a short time after the attack. Prosecutors say there's no evidence that Jackson knew Graff or that the two had any kind of disagreement. Jackson's being held on a $2 million bond and is facing homicide charges in the case. Thanks to a Supreme Court ruling last week, the Prairie Island Indian community can begin to prepare to move its gaming operations if it becomes necessary. Last week, the High Court placed hundreds of acres of land that the Prairie Island Indian community owns into a trust. The land is located near Xcel Energy's nuclear plant. The tribe worried that a major storm could render their gaming operation inoperable. A candlelight vigil was held last night in Madison to remember the lives lost and pray for those injured in Monday's shooting at a private K-12 school. A teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School were killed, and it appears the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's still too soon to say what the shooter's motive may have been. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Forecasters say snow is in the forecast for the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service says western Wisconsin could see as much as 6 inches of snow by the time the flakes stop falling tomorrow. The snow is expected to start tonight and just keep going. Road crews are asking for patience ahead of time. Forecasters say roads across western Wisconsin will be snow-covered and will need to be plowed throughout the day tomorrow. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 76-year-old Donald Warnick of Holman was traveling northbound on Highway Double C when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the ditch. Warnick was taken to Mayo Red Wing Hospital. Western Wisconsin could see a substance abuse facility reopen. Lutheran Social Services is looking to buy the L.E. Phillips Libertas facility that was closed when HSHS closed Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals earlier this year. An LSS spokesperson says the name would not stay the same or have any affiliation with HSHS. The facility would be open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. LSS hopes the facility will help fill an increasing need for addiction recovery in the Chippewa Valley. If everything goes according to plan, service could begin in early to mid-2026. A southeast Minnesota man will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being found guilty of killing the mother of his children. Yesterday, a Winona County judge sentenced Adam Fravel to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection with the murder of Madeline Kingsbury. The 26-year-old woman was last seen alive dropping her two kids off at daycare in Winona in March of 2023. Her remains were found 10 weeks later in a culvert near a home in Fillmore County owned by Fravel's parents. Fravel addressed the court before his sentence was delivered yesterday, saying he never caused harm to Maddie and is innocent. Wisconsin's race for the White House is officially over. Wisconsin's 10 Republican electors cast their official ballots for President-elect Trump yesterday. The whole thing took less than 20 minutes. Trump won Wisconsin by about 30,000 votes in the November election. Yesterday's vote was different from 4 years ago when Republican electors cast their votes for an alternative slate for the president. That vote continues to be part of a criminal case. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adam Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adam Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Minnesota recorded a record high number of visitors to the state in 2023. Explore Minnesota recently released a new report that said Minnesota attracted more than 80 million visitors in 2023. But each tourist spent less than in previous years. Tourists spent $14.1 billion on dining, shopping, fishing, and other activities in 2023, spending still down more than 9% from 2019. One of the reasons for the rise in revenue was the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert and several other large events that brought visitors back to the metro. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
2311 and Front Row to keep charters. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports have been granted a preliminary injunction to keep their NASCAR Cup Series charters for the 2025 racing season, while the two-team antitrust lawsuit filed against NASCAR continues, according to a court ruling today. The decision is exclusive to next season and states that the disputed sections of the 2025 charter agreement that prompted the lawsuit are not enforceable while the legal battle is ongoing. Today's ruling guarantees the two organizations starting spots in all Cup Series events next season and further allows each team to purchase one additional charter from the now-defunct Stuart Haas Racing. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Marquette opens Big East play tonight, hosting Butler at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Golden Eagles are 9-2, considered one of the favorites to win the Big East this season. Tip time set for 8 p.m. on FS1. Earlier today, the Green Bay Phoenix saw their losing streak reach 8 games, falling to Division II Michigan Tech 72-70. Last week, Green Bay coach Doug Gottlieb referred to DT schools as nobody you. Well, now Green Bay just lost to Nobody U on their own home floor. More than 5,000 fans on hand on Education Day. Green Bay native Marcus Tomaszek had 30 points and 8 rebounds to lead all scorers for Michigan Tech. Packers rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper is the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Cooper had 5 tackles, a sack, and a pick in the 30-13 win over Seattle. Former Badger offensive coordinator Phil Longo has landed on his feet after being fired in Madison. He was hired as the new head coach at Sam Houston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A big basketball commit to the Badgers, and more hoops news and results from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The University of Wisconsin women's basketball program picked up a big commitment last week when Shawn O. Jr. Leonore Dean announced she'll play for the Badgers. The 6'2" wing player averages more than 28 points and 9 rebounds per game for the Hawks, coming off an all-state season last year. The Kimberly girls team scored a pair of big wins last week as the Division I second-ranked Papermakers scored victories over 9th-ranked De Pere and 6th-ranked Hortonville. Senior Reagan Krieger scored 45 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in the two games. In another big D1 showdown on Friday, 5th-ranked Hartford outlasted 3rd-ranked Homestead 70-65 in overtime as Rita Kepper and McKenna Christian each scored over 20 points. In boys basketball action last week, Waupun's Aiden Hawkinson poured in 50 points in a win over Winneconne, making 10 of 16 three-point shots. It wasn't the only 50-point outburst last week, as Cumberland's Gavin Gore scored 51 in a victory against Spooner on Tuesday. Almond Bancroft's Aiden Phillips had a huge week, scoring 34 points with 18 rebounds in a victory over Northland Lutheran. On Thursday, he had a career-high 46 points with 15 rebounds as the Eagles took down Pittsville in overtime. Last Friday, WIAA Assistant Director Tom Shafransky announced his retirement after 22 years with the association. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to celebrate 125 years of the state park system in 2025. More than 20 million people visit Wisconsin state parks and forests every year to enjoy the great outdoors. More details about these amazing public lands when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is previewing a year-long celebration of the quaquicentennial anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System in 2025. The public is invited to participate in the 125th anniversary celebration of the Wisconsin State Park System by spending time on public lands, attending commemorative events throughout the year, and learning about the park system's history. In 1899, the Wisconsin State Legislature approved an act providing funds to acquire land for what is today Interstate Park. The establishment of that park marked the founding of the Wisconsin State Park System. Since 1900, Wisconsin has established 50 state parks, 44 state trails, 15 state forests, 9 recreation areas, and 8 river and resource areas. Learn more about this remarkable system at dnr.wisconsin.gov and then click Parks. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
The Spirit of the Cowboy Special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The Spirit of the Cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boo Barn, share the West.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The calm before the storm. A winter storm warning goes into effect overnight at 3 a.m. As snow moves in shortly after, we'll be waking up to at least an inch. As it continues throughout our Thursday, another 3 to 7 inches are possible. And it'll be breezy, blowing, and drifting snow around. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Wow. I think that's about the only way we can describe the way this bean market is traded. I'm sure you guys have a few other words. I'm just legally not allowed to use them on the radio. We're going to talk about what has happened in this bean complex today and look at it from a world perspective as well. As we know that this crop in Brazil has been looking really good, but how good? The real versus the dollar, that's all weighing in as well. And we'll talk about the feds. They had their news conference take place here earlier this afternoon. Lots to look at today, and I'm excited because Arlen Suderman joins us. He is with StoneX as we take a look at what's going on in the markets. And I think we do have to start right there, Arlen, at this soybean complex, because to see the January and the March be negative 25 plus on the trade kind of set the tone for this Wednesday trade.
It really did. And it was a real drag on the corn market as well, and even psychologically on the wheat market. So it's a real problem. When we look at the soybean complex and what's at play there, you have to look at multiple different factors. Now, if you read the commentary coming out of Chicago, it'll blame one thing or the other. But it's a combination of things that have been kind of coming together that we've been talking about for some time that are kind of gaining momentum now. First of all, you have a crop in Brazil that's developing, and it's looking big. They've been getting very favorable rains over most producing areas of Brazil. And as I've been talking to people in Brazil in recent days this week, we're hearing possible projections. These are nothing official, just individuals, what they say, that the crop could be as big as 175 million metric tons, maybe even 180 million metric tons. Now, if the rains shut off, it could still be as low as 160 million metric tons. But overall, right now, the forecasts are looking good for Brazil. And so we're starting to price in expectations. There's going to be a big crop, maybe a year-on-year increase totaling as much as what we've shipped to China over the past year. So that's a pretty significant amount. Now, on the demand side, we're getting ever so close now to December 31 when we lose the dollar blending credit on biodiesel and renewable diesel, and we don't have the 45Z guidelines to replace that on subsidies. And without those subsidies, it doesn't work. And without it, we're anticipating we could see I'll just call it the green diesel's production drop by as much as 60%. So in order to sustain production, we're going to have soy oil prices drop sharply. That'd be feedstock costs. RIN values go up significantly or some combination. And so the market's accommodating that right now as well. So we see soy oil prices dropping. We see soy meal prices dropping. We see soybean prices dropping, and the momentum trading algos are really jumping on it. And then the final piece of that puzzle is how strong the dollar is. And after today's Fed meeting, the dollar shot up even higher, is approaching its two-year highs now as we talk. And so meanwhile, the Brazilian real is dropping sharply. And I want to give an example of how this impacts. We've been seeing a sharp increase in the pace at which Brazil expands production of soybeans since about 2011. So I went back and looked. In July of 2011, Brazil's currency, the real, you could buy 1.53 reais for every dollar. That's a plural for reals. You could buy 1.53 for every dollar. And so the prices, the spot Chicago soybean futures contract that we base our prices on and that Brazil farmers also sell against was at 13.50 per bushel. So that translates, that converts then to 20.6 reais per bushel. Today, when we're looking at soybeans at, where do we finish today? At 951, 951 times 6.15 reais per dollar. Well, then we're talking, it went up to 6.26. So now we got to look at 951 times 6.26. That's 59.5, almost 60 reais per bushel. So almost three times as many reais per bushel. Now, that cheap currency they have also means that all the fertilizer they import and all the chemicals they import go up in cost. But that has been expanding production, and that makes their beans a lot cheaper to buy for China and other customers as well. And so that was just kind of the final piece of the puzzle to really kind of cause this soybean complex to collapse.
Well, you look at that, and I think you bring up a good point. And we had talked about it earlier today in one of our midday reports that, you know, those soybeans are being traded on the Chicago border trade. So really the value of that U.S. dollar versus a real is so important for those soybean growers in South America.
Yeah, we can talk all we want about geopolitical tensions between the United States and China. But the bottom line is Chinese buyers have always been value buyers. And when beans are available in Brazil, they're going to be cheaper than U.S. beans because of currency exchange rates. And so that's what Chinese buyers are going to purchase. And so as Brazil keeps producing more beans each year because they keep expanding the area they plant, until we get these currency exchange rates to even out, they're going to outcompete us.
All right. Well, Arlen, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, how what we're seeing, other factors that are weighing into this market, including what we saw with the feds, all the talk about the government assistance when it comes to the potential extension of the farm bill, and looking at tariff trade and potential agreements long term. There's a lot to dive into in the second half, so stick around. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue this afternoon with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. So let's talk about the feds. They had their conversation at 1 o'clock Central Time today. Did you glean any information off and how it might relate back to agriculture?
Well, the Fed successfully prepared the market for a 25 basis point rate cut combined with a hawkish statement, and that's basically what they got. But while they prepared the market for that, while all the projections were that's what the Fed was going to do, the market reaction was still pretty significant, and it doesn't impact agriculture. And one of the big ways it impacts is higher interest rates. Even though it cut its benchmark rate, that's the overnight rate, the longer-term yield curve did steepen overall. And in fact, we saw the 10-year yield curve, yields on 10-year treasuries surge higher after the statement was released to where, as we talk now, it's trading right around that 4.5% level, 4.49% or so. There's an area of resistance on the charts at that 4.5% level. We'll have to see in the days ahead whether that'll go higher. Much of that really tied to expectations that we're going to see the balance sheet, the Fed kind of slow down. It slowed down its shrinking of the balance sheet, is what I want to say. What do we mean by shrinking balance sheet? That's where it's withdrawing stimulus from the economy. And why would it do that? Well, because recent auctions for debt certificates or treasury notes haven't gone as well. We're increasing the supply of debt certificates with government spending at a rapid pace, at a record pace, and we're seeing fewer buyers of those debt certificates. And that generally drives yields higher, trying to find enough buyers for those debt certificates. So we have a continuing resolution in front of Congress now that is loaded with pork, special interest, spending projects. And that's the way Washington works. And so confidence is low that Washington's going to be able to get a handle on that. So Jerome Powell, who's chairman of the Federal Reserve, did acknowledge that they are taking all that into consideration. So they're going to slow their rate cutting. I personally believe it's possible that the market's going to drive them to the point where they're going to have to increase rates once or more in the next year rather than cut. Their current projections are that they'll have two more cuts next year and two more cuts the year after that. I'm very skeptical of that at this point, unless we can really cut that government spending and bring that under control. And Washington's never really shown an ability to do that in the past.
Well, I know many waiting to see, the whole talk about the government and the fundings as we look at Friday looming, but more importantly, what's going to happen to agriculture going forward.
Yeah, and we talked in the first segment about what's happening with soybean sales in China because of the currency exchange rates between us and Brazil. And this Fed statement with higher interest rates, what does that do? Europe's cutting interest rates. Japan is increasing rates, and that's causing Japan investors had been the largest foreign holders of U.S. debt certificates. And with Japan now having positive interest rates after years of negative interest rates, and they're raising their rates, a lot of that money's going home, so they're no longer buyers of it. And with the U.S. dollar continuing to strengthen following those treasury yields higher, that means that we're having even more trouble competing on the world market when we try to sell our agricultural commodities.
So what are we looking at when we, as we continue talking today, when it comes to any other tariff concerns that you might see weighing in or the discussions that are going forward?
Yeah, we're seeing continued discussions between Canada and the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, I'd say, as well as Mexico. And I still think that we're going to see an agreement between Canada in the U.S. probably before or by January 20th. Mexico, I think, will happen maybe soon after that, if not by then. I think China is going to take some time. But what I am seeing is some encouraging signs. We did see President-elect Trump invite President Xi Jinping of China to his inauguration. And I don't expect that we'll hear for a few more weeks whether he's going to come. But if he does, The practice in China is to make purchases ahead of time, maybe of agricultural commodities, as a goodwill gesture. We're seeing China take steps to prepare themselves or position themselves for negotiations for a trade agreement. So I do think that at some point in 2025, we could have a trade agreement with China that might increase agricultural exports to China. But that's going to take time, and right now time is something we really don't have in agriculture.
Very well put. In-depth discussion that we had today, Arlen. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
At StoneX.com. You can find my commentary there or find me on X, formerly Twitter, at ArlenFF101.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinnerbell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinnerbell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, which over the past year has repeatedly appeared on U.S. dairy farms, is causing trouble for the industry. The USDA recently began testing milk supplies across the country in a bid to better track the virus. I'll have more on the new program when we return.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, has been a recurring challenge for U.S. agriculture since 2020. The virus has cost the poultry industry millions of birds and billions of dollars in losses. But over the last year, it's made a troubling jump to dairy cattle, raising concerns for dairy farmers nationwide. Now, the USDA has launched a new national milk testing program to better track and contain the virus. The new program is rolling out in phases, starting with voluntary testing in areas where the virus has been most active. States like California, Idaho, and Michigan are at the center of the effort. Samples are being collected from milk tanks at processing facilities and tested anonymously for viral fragments. This kind of monitoring will allow the USDA to map where the virus is spreading, potentially catching new outbreaks before they grow. The program has already identified viral traces in a small number of milk samples, consistent with known cases. USDA Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Rosemary Sifford said, quote, "Early detection is key. By testing milk supplies, we can identify infection clusters and help farmers take action sooner." The first phase of testing is underway and will run through January, with plans to expand nationwide by late spring. Importantly, the USDA has emphasized that pasteurization kills the virus, and there's no risk to consumers from the milk supply. As it stands, HPAI remains active across multiple states. New infections have been reported in Michigan, Texas, and parts of the Midwest just this month, and the virus shows no signs of slowing. For dairy farmers, the stakes are high. HPAI doesn't always kill cattle, but it can drastically reduce milk production, disrupt herd health, and force costly quarantines. Some states have already implemented stricter biosecurity rules, like limiting the movement of dairy cattle across state lines. For now, the USDA hopes this new program will help curb the spread and minimize disruptions. Results from the first phase are expected to be released by February. I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Industry groups, including the National Milk Producers Federation, support the USDA's effort to better track HPAI infections, but they do warn that the virus may be harder to contain in dairy herds than earlier outbreaks in poultry. Producers are calling for additional funding to improve testing capacity and develop long-term solutions to the virus. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking to dig into the Bible and dialogue with other Christians? Join Believer City Church for a local community Bible discussion near you. We meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Everyone is welcome. Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you can join us for a small group Bible discussion. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing through Thursday afternoon. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Low tonight in the upper teens, high tomorrow upper 20s. Colder for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Enough, you're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. I
guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. 7 on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. Wasted time. Oh, that wasted time. Out of nowhere, it slipped away. And the rope by the river hangs silently. In the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame, and the days got sold to the grit in the game. But I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. 7 kids on a two-lane road. We had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so
drying out on the hood of the car. Only music that we have is out the left speaker. We were living every second till the time ran out. We had nothing, but we had it all. And I think about those summer nights, sneaking out the window, running back roads, your hand in mine. We were going nowhere, but we were so alive. In a crazy high, the best days of my life was all that wasted time.
Others' eyes when there's something on their mind. I think I saw that look in a lover's eyes. They were looking in mine. Like we both have found the one we want. We found the one we wanted. Just quit trying. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things a heart could tell a mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll leave my heart this time. I ought to know the language well. I've heard me tell myself these things before. Something more. Determined not to wind up wondering, was she the one? Well, you never can be sure. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. Won't believe the things a heart can tell.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real.